This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no world leader has asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under US pressure. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer. He said during the talk with US Vice President, India made its stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
The Prime Minister accused the Congress for not supporting the country on Operation Sindoor. He said India got the support of all the countries during Operation Sindoor, but Congress did not support the valour of the armed forces. After the Prime Minister's reply, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today. According to United States Geological Survey, the quake is one of the strongest in recent years, surpassing all since Japan's 2011 megaquake. The epicenter was located approximately 136 kilometers offshore at a depth of 19 kilometers along the Pacific Ring of Fire, a region notorious for intense seismic and volcanic activity. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued widespread alerts following the earthquake. Tsunami warnings have been issued for Russia, Japan and island nations across the Pacific. Waves as high as 3 to 4 meters were reported in parts of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, prompting urgent evacuations and official advisories to stay away from the coastline. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR, an Earth observation satellite, today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. International Monetary Fund IMF has revised its forecast for India's economic growth to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026. Earlier in its April 2025 World Economic Outlook, IMF had projected India's GDP growth at 6.2% for 2025 and 6.3% for 2026. Reaffirming India's position as the world's fastest growing major economy, IMF attributed the upward revision to a more benign external environment than anticipated in its April forecast. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Syria. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 5 metric tons, which includes essential life-saving medicines, including anti-cancer, antibiotics and anti-hypertensives to Syria. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Syria. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi might also experience light rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.